Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, it's so good to be with you once again to bring to you God's word today. And I really pray that you're going to be encouraged and inspired by what you hear today. Hey, this is the first weekend of the school holidays, and maybe you have reached that point in the year where you're looking for your time off, your time to break and relax. And if you're being honest, maybe you are feeling a little bit worn out, feeling a little bit tired, just ready to take a moment to catch your breath and be refreshed. And, you know, for each of us in all our lives, particularly in our journeys, our spiritual journeys, it's so important that we ensure that we're not living life running on empty, that we are continually refreshed, continually filled, continually ready to go on to the next stage in our journey. Well, our oldest boy, Daniel, he starts school actually after this summer holidays. And as you can imagine, as every other four-year-old, every day from morning to evening, he is 100 miles per hour, filled with so much energy, with so much activity. And then as he continues to go on, as the day comes to an end, you can begin to see him kind of begin to lose energy. And eventually, he'll maybe turn and say, "Dad, I'm tired." And maybe you're feeling like that today as well. Maybe things have been happening recently in your life. If you're being honest, you're tired. Well, can I encourage you today, if you feel tired, that we have an incredible Savior, a Lord who is always willing to meet with you, who promises to be your strength, to promises to renew your strength, who promises to be everything you need to get through this life. Not just to get by, but to thrive. And if you're feeling tired today, can I remind you who we are talking about? We're talking about the Lord Almighty. We're talking about the one that knows no limits, whose resources are infinite, who has enough not just for you, but for everyone in the world today. He is the all-sufficient one. And today you can be refilled. You can be refueled, not based on your strength alone, not based on your ability, but in God's faithfulness. You know, we're going to read together in a couple of moments the Psalm 84. And in that psalm, it describes God, the Lord, in a few different ways. This is the first one. It says, "The Lord Almighty, the living God, my King, my God, the God of Jacob, Lord God." Can I encourage you right at the beginning of my message today to remember who he is? He's the living God. That means he's alive. That means he's fresh. That means that he's never going to run out and he's never going to be empty. He's got more than enough for you today. And he is faithful. He's faithful. And because he is faithful, he's got enough for you today. And as he's been to you in the past, he'll be with you tomorrow. And the great thing about God is that he's got more than enough for everyone, but even through the challenges that you've already faced, you've seen God's faithfulness in your life. And even as we go into new seasons and new opportunities, God will be faithful to you then as well. His ability to sustain us is not based on our performance or our reliability, but actually in that promise that he made to us that he would be faithful to us. He'd never leave us. He'd never forsake us. So tired, weary, ready for a break? Well, remember who you come to today. You come to the Lord Almighty. Tell me if you've got a Bible or you can follow along on the screen to Psalm 84. And the writer of this psalm is longing to get away from the rush and the busyness of life, longing just to be in the holy temple, in God's presence. And because of Jesus, friends, we have got immediate access to the presence of God, that when we call on his name, we can be in his presence. Read with me from verse 1. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar. Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. And no good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. Blessed is the one who trusts in you. Can I ask you today, what is your greatest desire? If you could just see one thing, if one thing could happen in your life, what would be your greatest desire? Hey, maybe for you parents that have got young kids, you're thinking, let's get through the summer. Or maybe you'd love to go on a holiday this year. You'd love to go overseas. You'd love just to be in the sun. For some, maybe you'd just be glad to see the end of this week. For some, you'd maybe just like a night's sleep. For some, you'd maybe just want to see breakthrough in something that you've been longing for so much. Maybe a new experience, maybe a new nice item in your home. Maybe there's something that you would desire. But can I ask you, what is the greatest desire? Because the writer of this psalm tells us what their greatest desire was. That everything within them, their whole being, craved and cried out for being in that dwelling place. That place where they were near to God. And if I could just ask you directly today, is Jesus your greatest desire? Because if it's anything else, you'll always be empty. You'll always be running low. Because Jesus is the only one who truly satisfies. He is the one that if you are feeling empty today, when you come to him, he promises to fill you. He said, I'm the bread of life. And he's going to feed us until we want no more. He's that living water that quenches our thirst. He's the one that never, ever fails or runs out. He is more than enough for us. And sure, all the other things in life that we pursue can bring a temporary satisfaction, but once the moment's passed, it's over. But only Jesus, the eternal one, is the one that can truly satisfy us. So if you are listening today and you feel tired and worn out and weary and looking to be refreshed and refilled, can you look to Jesus today? Can you make him your greatest desire? Can you make the greatest desire the greatest commandment? That's what Jesus said when he was asked, well, what is the greatest commandment? Jesus replied to those who asked, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. The writer of the psalm says that with all his being, with his mind, with his soul, with his flesh, he cries out for the living God. Is your greatest desire the greatest commandment? To love God with everything. That means your thought life, your thinking. When it speaks about your head, when it speaks about your mind. It also talks about our flesh. That's our lifestyle. That's our behaviors. And then our heart, the desires, the emotions. Are you pursuing Jesus Is he your greatest desire? Maybe today you've been looking to the wrong places to find your fulfillment, looking to the wrong places to be sustained. Can we look to Jesus today, the one who's looking for you, and his arms are wide extended and invites you to come and to be in his presence? You see, Jesus gives us unlimited and unrestricted access to his presence. We read here about the sparrow and the swallow finding a place near the altar of God. What a beautiful picture that is, that in that temple, even the sparrow, you know, the sparrow, which was such a common bird, just so meaningless almost, and the swallow could find and make a nest there. That tells us that there's room for everyone. You know, they talk about the certain parts of our world that the air or the space is thin between heaven and earth. Some talk about Deeside, Royal Deeside, as being that kind of place when you're in the hills, you can just sense God. And I wonder, is there areas in your life where, or places that you can go to, and you know they've got a real connection with God. The space is thin between heaven and earth. It's your dwelling place. Maybe it's somewhere where you like to go to walk, or maybe it's somewhere you like to go and just take a moment to yourself. But you are aware in those moments when all distractions are set aside and you are in his presence. It's a private moment. As we look back to the coronation of the king a few weeks ago, remember that moment where they set up those shields around him? It was almost like they created a tabernacle around him. And it was that moment the Archbishop of Canterbury took the anointing oil and he anointed the king. In the midst of that public ceremony, there was a very private moment. And we all need to have those private moments where we are anointed afresh, where we're in that dwelling place, where we are refilled and refueled, away from the busyness of life and alone with him. Do you have a place like that? Well, the good news is we have got unlimited and unrestricted access to that place. The Bible says that the sparrow and the swallow have found a place there next to the altar, and that the swallow can raise its young there. I guess, could I ask another question today? What's the greatest desire for your family, for your home, for the people that you do life with? What's your greatest desire for them? Well, the swallow here is building its nest near the altar of God. And I want to encourage you to build your family on the values and the priorities and the practices that God shows us. How we can dwell with him. Surely just as the sparrow has free access at any time, we've got free access at any time into God's presence. Not because of who we are or what we've done, but because Jesus is the great high priest. Hebrews tells us this, that let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. We can come into God's presence at any moment, at any place, not restricted, not limited, when we call on his name because of what Jesus has already done. He's the great high priest. He's the one that's opened up the way so that we can enter by faith and receive mercy, and we can receive the grace that we need. In our home, on our on our TV or on our devices, we've put parental controls so that our kids can only access what we allow them to access. Whether it's Netflix or, you know, the tablets or that sort of stuff, we've ensured that we have put in place, restricted what they are allowed to access. And in some ways, I think that's really important, not just with devices, but in our homes, that we decide what we are going to prioritize and what we are going to allow to build our homes upon, what the values of your home are going to be, what the priorities are going to be. And I think we see here in this psalm that being in God's house should be a priority. The Bible says that those who are dwelling in your house are ever praising you. And what a great tribute that is, that when you spend time in God's presence, when you say this is a priority, this is why we practice this, that the Bible says that we are going to be ever praising you. Now, does that say there's going to be no challenges? No. But it says that we are going to be in his presence. And when we are in his presence, we are filled with his praises. So what have you said in your house, in your home? This is who we are. And this is why we do it. We've set aside Sunday. We've made coming to God's house a priority. Or maybe in your home, it's spending time round the table, saying grace before meals, sharing Bible stories, explaining to our kids why we do what we do. It's in those moments where we create a dwelling place in our homes. See, Jesus should be our greatest desire. Jesus should also be our main focus. We read on in that psalm in verses 5 and 7, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion." When you are focused on Jesus, you set the course. Not by a degree either way, but you set the course that Jesus is our focus. He is the one we are fixed on. It's all for Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's like the writer of this psalm saying that all within me desires and cries out and craves to be with Jesus. And in the busyness and the rushing of life, we get distracted. And when we get distracted and we maybe don't give Jesus the attention he deserves, and if we're being honest, we begin to take on the struggles and the strains and the stresses of this life, and that makes us feel tired. But when we recalibrate and we fix our focus on Jesus, when we seek him first, when we ensure that he is our priority, he promises that we will go from strength to strength. And if you are watching today and you feel you're getting more tired, you're getting more weary, can I ask you today, let's fix our focus on Jesus. Let's make him our main focus. Even when you go through difficult, challenging seasons, even when everything on the outside seems to be falling apart, when Jesus is your focus, those external circumstances cannot take over your inner life. Because you are resolved and you are resolute that Jesus is your main focus. The Bible uses this picture here of the Valley of Baca, which was a dry place. And often in life, it's when you go through these dry seasons or dry places, it doesn't mean that God's not there. In fact, he is there with you, but he is strengthening you for the next season. Often, it's when we go through periods like this that as we go through them and how we go through them actually determines what our experience will be as we move forward. Notice here that it says that they make it. They make it. That they don't allow the dryness and the barrenness or what's going on around them to determine what their experience is going to be. No, the Bible says that they go from strength to strength because they have set their hearts on pilgrimage. They have set the course. We are following Jesus. We are looking to him, the author, the perfecter of our faith. We are looking to him today. And even though everything around us seems to be falling apart, we are set on Jesus. He is the one that's going to bring us through this dry place. He is going to bring us to strength. To strength. Make sure you set your course that you're going to lead through Baca, through that dry place, and make sure you're heading towards Jesus, because he's simply the best. Bible says that better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. You know, our world and society will tell us that we're better off spending all our days elsewhere than being in his presence. But in his kingdom, in his ways, just a day is better than anything else in this world. And he goes on and says, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Just to stand at the door. Just not even to be in the temple. Just to be on the door is even better than being right in the thick of the action in the tents of the wicked. Why? Because Jesus is better. He's the best. And when you've got Jesus, everything else is second best when you've got Jesus. And maybe in your situation today, you've maybe just been looking to some other things and looking for satisfaction, or you've been trying to fill your life, and it can be good things, but if it's not Jesus first, then you are going to be tired, you are going to be weary, you're going to run low. But when you come and make him your priority and you realize that just one day is better than 1,000 elsewhere, he will fill you afresh with his presence. Jesus actually said, I am the door. And in that context, he's talking about the way to salvation. But for each of us that know him, if we're standing at the door, we're standing with Jesus. And in that place, we can experience all that he has for us. But Jesus doesn't want us just to stay at the door. He invites us to come in. He knocks on the door of our hearts and wants to come in and have fellowship with us. And if you want to be refilled and refueled and ready for what's next, then we've got to have those moments when we are with Jesus and we enjoy his presence. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor, and no good thing will he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. I look back to my grandfather on my mother's side, my dad, and I've said as many times you've been watching, I'm so blessed to have so many people in our family that loved Jesus and lived a life that demonstrated what that looks like. But I remember as he was coming to the end of his life that his minister came in and actually read this psalm to him, Psalm 84. And it was almost like he could have repeated it for him. And as he got to this line, he stopped him and he said out loud, his voice was weak, he said as loud as he could, no good thing. And he could reflect on his life and he could see that life hadn't always been easy. And God doesn't promise us that he's going to give us everything that we think is good and we think is best. No, he promises not to withhold anything that he knows is good for us. That when we walk in obedience to him, he gives us everything we need to follow him on his path. And my dad could look at the end of his life and he could testify that the Lord doesn't withhold any good thing. And friend, if you're watching me today and you are maybe looking at your options and thinking, well, what way am I going to go today? You know, the best way, the better way, the only way is Jesus. And if you want to go the distance, and if you want to go and get that moment, as the psalmist says, then we're going to look at into his face. And if you want to be strengthened until you get there, Jesus has got to be your greatest desire. He's got to be your main focus because he is the best. And the psalmist wraps it up by saying this. The Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. He just has resolved that no matter what comes my way, I'm choosing to trust in God. I'm choosing to trust in his faithfulness. Remember who he is. He's the Lord Almighty, the living God. The Lord God, my King, the God of Jacob, he's able. He can sustain you. He can strengthen you. He can give you everything that you need when you make that choice to make him your greatest desire. And I want to give you an opportunity right now. If you're watching me and you've heard about Jesus, you've heard about God, but you don't actually have a living, real relationship with him. You know the concepts, you know the ideas, but you don't know him in a real way. And if you're honest, life has made you tired and you are weary and you're carrying around a burden. And the Bible tells us what that weight is. It's everything that we've done that has offended God. The Bible calls that sin. But the great news is that Jesus came to this world and he paid the price, dealt with sin so that you could be forgiven. You could experience a new life. You get to be in his presence forevermore for all eternity. But as I've talked about today, you can live in his presence here today, now, through faith in him. How do you do that? You simply pray this prayer sincerely from your heart. If you want this today, please just repeat this for me. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came into this world. And when you died upon the cross, you took my place. You paid the penalty for my sin. I recognize I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. Make me into a new person by the power of your Spirit. I believe you are risen from the dead. I confess you are my Lord. Help me to follow you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that today, will you please let us know? Because we'd love to help you to grow in your journey. And friend, if you are watching me today and you feel tired and weary in life and you just need to have a moment with Jesus, you know, one day is better. One day is better in his courts than 1,000 elsewhere. Maybe you just need one of those moments right now. And in your home, right where you're at, or wherever you find yourself, maybe you just need to take that moment to just cut off all the distractions, all the other stuff, the things that are seemingly important, but come on, let's focus on what is most important. Just call on his name. And when you call on his name, and you fix your focus on him, then you get to experience that place the psalmist says is lovely. A place of pure love, divine love, when you are in his presence. When everything that you desire, everything you want is him. And I want to invite you just to take that moment right now. And Father, I pray that those who are listening to me and watching me, Lord, you see them exactly where they're at. You know their weariness, you know what's causing them to feel tired today. But Lord, we take this moment and we call on you. And Lord, we confess our desire is you and you alone. That Lord, we love you with all our hearts, our minds, our soul, everything that is within us, Lord. We want you to have preeminence. You are our priority. So Father, for every distraction, we pray that it would fall to the side and we fix our focus on you. Lord, I pray even in this moment that you would just give fresh strength, that you would revitalize those that are calling on you right now, that they would know your presence, that they would know your strength, they would know your wholeness, they would know your peace, they would know your comfort, they'd experience your grace, they'd receive your mercy today, that their hearts would be filled and captivated by your love in your presence. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.